go with me. Stronger as the week got closer towards the end. So I just followed the direction of the Lord, and this is what we're going to speak on today. Mark chapter 11. Amen. Very familiar scripture, verse 13 and 14. I'm going to begin reading there. Amen. Amen. On the morrow, when they were coming from Bethel, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of this hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Lord, we thank you today that we can be in your wonderful house today. Lord, we thank you for your holy word that you have given us. Lord, I pray that you would anoint me to speak this word today, that you would anoint the ears to receive it today. Lord, I bind any hindering spirit and I plead your blood. Let our minds be upon you and not this world. Lord, I know if anything is going to come in this service, it's not because of any flesh, but it's because of you. And I ask, Lord, that I say nothing more, nothing less than what you'd have me to say. And Lord, I praise you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you today, Jesus. Amen. I know you've heard this message several times. Most all of us are aware of it. We've heard how Jesus cursed that fig tree and it dried up. But I tell you, the Lord began to lay something in my heart today, and I'm going to preach on it today. Amen. He began to show me some things. I began to see things. I began to realize things that I've never thought about before. But I'm telling you today, if you'll listen to this here, I believe it will help you. I know it will help you. Let me change that. Because God's Word never goes out and comes back void. It always accomplishes that what it's sent out to do. I'm telling you today, first of all, let me clear something up. If you want to just take a bit and a part of that Bible, let me tell you one thing. You ain't going to get none of heaven today. If you don't take all the gospel, the whole word, from Revelation all the way back to Genesis, from Genesis back to Revelation, every bit of that word is put in there for a reason, and that reason is for you today. And if you neglect that, you have neglected that great salvation that's laid at your feet. So therefore, as I preach God's word, let me tell you, sometimes God's word, it cuts, sometimes it pokes, sometimes it throws, but it's always for our benefit to draw us closer to Jesus Christ today, to get us closer to heaven. And church, the problem we're having today is we're neglecting God's word. We're turning a deaf ear to God's word. We're backing off from the spiritual side that we need to get closer. Instead of backing up, we need to get closer. But yet we find ourselves withdrawing. And church, today is a day of salvation. If you ever need to get closer to God, it's now, because Jesus is coming, and he's coming after those that are looking for him today. And church, I'm telling you, he came from Bethel. Amen. That word Bethel means the house of God. And he's seen that fig tree from afar, and he's seen that it had leaves, and he happily went to it. You notice that word happily. Happily, he went to that fig tree, Brother Barr, because first of all, he seen the leaves from afar off. So therefore, it told him that there was life, Uncle James, around that fig tree. That there was life in that fig tree. And he had hungered. And he needed some figs to eat. And happily, he went towards that. Amen. And church, when he got to that fig tree, he found that there was no figs on the tree. Amen. Therefore, his expectations was let down. His desire to have things was let down. And church, just because that you can see somebody from afar and they've got leaves on, that don't make them a child of a king today. Amen. Because when you get up too close to them and you begin to probe them, they better have the fruit on them. They had better have the fruit on them. Amen. Because see, from afar, Jesus seen that that fig tree had life and it had those leaves. And there's so many people today that think that they can live afar from Jesus. They think they can get way out in the distance out there and he won't see what they're doing. He won't notice them, and they can do their own thing. They can live their own life and they're going to make heaven their home. But I got news for you. If you ain't got the fruit, you ain't a-going. Amen. If you ain't got the fruit, you're going to be cursed. Even though you may have leaves today, if you ain't got fruit, you ain't going to make it. Amen. God's word declares this. If you ain't got fruit, you ain't going to make it. Amen. Listen to this here. But he cursed that fig tree. The very next day his disciples came by. And they seen that fig tree begin to dry up at the root form. It began to dry up from its very roots. It's where it began to dry up. Amen. You may be saved today. You may have got saved 30 years ago. You may have got saved 50 years ago. You may have got saved yesterday. But church, there's one thing about it. If your roots are not planted, you will wither and you will die. don't care if you've been saved 75 years. If your roots are not connected to Jesus Christ, you're going to wither and you're going to die. I don't care how many leaves you got. I don't care how pretty you got. I don't care how sanctified you look. If your roots are not connected to Jesus Christ, you're going to wither and you're going to die. That is plain and simple according to God's Word. Amen. And this is what the Lord began to show me. He began to show me this about the roots, talking about the roots. The roots is what produces that life. That is where that tree gets nourishment. Yes, it needs sunlight. Yes, it needs rain. But that root is connected to its source of living, and it has to get it from that root. Let me tell you, church, when I water those palm trees out there, I don't stand up there and spray the water hose up in the leaves. I put the water hose down in the roots because I know that's where it's going to get its life from, is those roots. But this is what the Lord showed me. We all have roots. When you get saved, you have roots. Your roots are connected. Your roots go down. Your roots get there. And do you know that the longer you live, the deeper your roots should get? The older you are, the more closer you get to the Lord, the deeper them roots are going to get. Amen. If them roots have no depth, when that wind blows and those storms comes, that tree is going to tumble. That tree is going to fall every time. Them trees that have no root, they're not going to stand. They're going to fall. And I tell you, life is going to deal you some things that's not very pleasant. Life is not a bed of roses. Amen. Everything in life's not always going to be good. But let me tell you, if you've got the roots down there, when the winds of life begin to blow, and the rains begin to beat, and the storms begin to knock on your house, let me tell you, that house is going to stand because of the foundation, which is the roots today. Amen. But listen to this here. People think this. My roots are down there, so therefore I am secure. I got saved 25 years ago. I attend church every now and then. Occasionally I read my Bible. I say me a lay me down to sleep prayer at night. I have roots. Yes, you do. But let me explain something here today. Have you ever heard the word of erosion? Erosion. Amen. We talk about not having roots with depth. We talk about not having roots that are way down. But let me tell you, there's that wind blows every time it blows, and that rain blows, and that wind and that storm comes. Those roots may be down, but it'll remove a little bit of earth from around the base of that tree. It'll blow a little bit of roots, a little bit of earth away, and expose it a little bit of that root. So therefore, that root has lost a little bit of its hope. It has lost a little bit of strength. Why? Because that dirt is blown away, and therefore it exposes some of that root. And church, I'm telling you today that if you get resentment in your heart, it's going to expose a little bit of that root. If you get resentment in your heart, a little bit of your root is going to be exposed. It's blowing it off of the bottom down there, and therefore you don't have the strength. Anger, if you're not careful, anger will expose a little bit more of your root. Amen. Anger will expose it. Resentment, a stubborn spirit, will expose a little bit more of that root. The winds are blowing, and it's eroding away a little bit more of that root. But you know what happens, church? After a period of time, how many of you have ever been on a creek bank in the river and seen one of those trees there that the sand has just eroded that root away? After a while, you'll see that tree just fall in that river because the root was there, but yet the sand, what held it, disappeared. And if you let resentment, you let backbiting, you let anger, you let this strife get in your heart, it's exposing a little bit more of your root, and you're losing a little bit more of the strength and stability that you have to be stable in God's house. And I tell you, if you neglect coming and being in God's house, a little bit more of that root's exposing. And the next thing you know, you're going to stand up one day, oh yes, I've got roots, and not realize that half your roots had the ground because the ground has disappeared and the storms are going to hit you. Life is going to turn cruel and you're going to fall by the wayside. But on the other hand, let's look at it this way. You're a child of a king. Life has been hard to you. You've been facing problems. The sands have eroded around your roots. A little bit of the roots have exposed. But this is the difference in a child of a king that serves him with all their heart, with all their mind and their strength. As long as they're living, their roots are getting farther down. A little bit may get exposed every now and then on the top, but yet it grows a little deeper in the bottom.
A little bit may get exposed on top, but yet it gets another bite on the bottom. It's getting deeper. And I'm telling you, church, if you're going to make heaven your home, just because you've got roots don't mean you're going to make it. Because I'm telling you, this world will uncover your roots. But if you continue to grow in the kingdom of God, your roots will continue to grow down deeper and get a better home. And I'm telling you, when that devil comes out knocking at your door, let me tell you what, you'll stand up and say, wait a minute, you got to go down the road because you ain't coming in this house. Why? Because my roots are continuing to grow. Amen. Church, God's Word talks about the roots. That's what we're rooted in. It talks about this here. You know the parable of the seeds. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell in the briars and it choked them. Some fell on good ground and they gave forth hundredfold. But some fell on the stony ground where there was what? There was no earth. There was no earth. What are you saying, Brother Nick? I'm saying that these seeds had root, but they had nothing to hold on to. And if you don't have anything to hold on, just because you look down there and you look the part of a Christian because you have roots, I'm telling you, you're going to fall. You're going to fall. If you don't fall by the wayside, you're going to fall when those storms come. I'm telling you, you've got to let that seed, amen, that seed's got to fall on the good ground. And the only good ground in this building today is Jesus Christ. It ain't that pew you're sitting in. It ain't this altar right here. It ain't this pulpit. It's Jesus Christ. He's the only good ground in this building today. And He's the only way that you're going to make it to heaven. Amen. Because anything else is going to crumble. Anything else is going to fall. Anything else is going to fail you. Amen. But listen here. Verse number 20 says, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Is withered away. Is withered away. The next time he comes by, that fig tree's not going to be there, Brother Steve. It's not going to be there. First of all, it's green. It has life on the leaves. When he comes by, he says the word, it's withered away. That tells me that those leaves have now turned brown and begin to crumble and turn in. Amen. I tell you, church, you don't say you're saved today and all of a sudden tomorrow you're backslid. Amen. And tell Brother Dixon, it just happened one night. I got up, I went to bed saved, and I got up lost. No siree. There is a withering process that takes place. Your heart was done set that away a few weeks before that. Why? Because those roots begin to get exposed and they begin to get more exposed and you didn't allow them to grow deeper into the soil and to hold on. And church, that withering process will take place. The next thing you know, you'll crumble and you'll fall. Amen. And you'll cry out one day, what happened to me? What happened to you is you was warned according to God's Word, but you didn't heed the warning. You didn't heed the warning. Amen. Those roots that connect to Jesus are very vital that they continue to grow. The moment they stop growing is the very moment that you begin to get weaker every day as some of that topsoil disappears off of the base of that tree. Every day, every storm, it exposes that much more, inch by inch, inch by inch, until there's not enough root, Sister Lottie, left in the ground to sustain life. And then you find the process of falling. The Bible says where that tree falls, there it shall lay. And church, what profit a man if he gained the whole world and he loses his soul? What would he exchange on that day of judgment? He would exchange everything that he ever could have got his hands on just to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But let me tell you, once you leave this world, nothing's going to change your fate to how you're going to spend eternity. Either you're saved when you leave this world or you're not saved. There is no in-between. There is nobody going to buy you out of hell. There is nobody going to make a deal with the devil. There is nobody that's going to say that they're going to get saved after they leave this earth. You're going to get saved by the breath in you or you're not going to get saved. Amen. That's the only way today. That is the only way. Amen. Listen to this here. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after sight of his eyes, neither reprove after hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove
with inadequate for meekness of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips. Amen. And he shall slay the wicked. Amen. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus here used the root. I know I preached the message last year. I went down to that man that sells those couplings up down the road here. Amen. I went down there and I found just couplings everywhere on them long, long vines he had. I'm telling you, he had them fixed up nice there. But I got to one point there that they was brown and there was no life, and them couplings were little old bitty hard things. You know what, Brother Wayne? I didn't put any of them in my bucket. No, sir. Because I had to pay for what I was getting. I had to pay for the couplings that I was going to pick. So what did I do, Brother Hunger? I picked them big old juicy ones. Amen. I picked them ones I knew was going to be good. When I got to that dried up one, that brown one that had died on that vine, I walked right on by that and I found me some that had life. And church, let me tell you what there. You can be on that vine. Amen. But if you don't trust in Jesus, you'll dry on that vine. If you don't trust on Jesus, and when that rapture takes place there, and he calls his spirit back, and if that spirit don't abide in you, you're going to still be hanging on that vine, dried up. You're going to be dried up and withered away. But I'm telling you, and I'm warning you today, and I'm warning this church, because the Lord laid this in my heart, you've got to have root if you're going to make heaven your home. You've got to have root. That root's got to grow. And it's got to grow. And it's got to grow. You know why it's so important to have depth? How many knows that after a lot of rain that the soil gets soft? It will get soft. Amen. It'll get soft. And there's times it's so hard you can't hardly get a shovel in it. But it will get soft. And if you do not have that depth in the midst of a trial, and everybody in this building is going to go through trials. Everybody. Everybody. Now, there's people that told people, if you get saved, everything's going to be right. Everything's going to be rosy. I'm going to tell you that's a lie right there. Because the Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And them that live Christ-like shall suffer persecution. Well, I'm telling you, when they're suffering that persecution, they've got root. And when all the persecution's done, they're still standing high and tall and Cephas and knowing that they've still got the King of Kings living in their heart. And they know that they belong to Him. Why? Because they've endured the hardship because of the root that went down into the earth. But them, on the other hand, that have leaves that you can see afar off, but have no root, they're going to fall. It ain't if, it's when. It ain't if they fall, it's when they fall. And church, I feel like, pretty regular, like about all the time, we need to examine our roots. We need to look down at the base of the tree and say, Lord, I've had a battle this week. I see a little bit of exposing going on right there. Oh, that's all right. I see 6 inches is exposed. It's been a rough couple weeks, but I feel I see another foot's done grown down in the earth. I'm okay. But Brother Wimple, when I look down, I see 6 inches exposed, and I haven't grown down but an inch. Brother Steve, what's happened? We backed up. You're not as strong as you was today as you was a week ago. Amen. And church, we have got to get stronger day by day by day. Do you know the powers of hell are getting stronger day by day? The influences that this world has upon society is getting stronger day by day. That morality no longer has the morality that it once had. People don't have the morals that it once had because hell is getting stronger day by day by day because the influences. Why? Because the church is beginning to get weaker. Now, I'm not talking about the church of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about a body that's become an organization that's nothing more than a social club. It's got to the point that there's no more life in it. But I'm telling you, church, the church of Jesus Christ, the one without spot or blemish. I'm telling you, when all said and done, the winds have blown, the rains of God is still standing, and it's still sure, and it's still strong, and it's still strong today. But you know, they're beginning to get fewer and far in between. Farther in between. Amen. Now, I'm not knocking other churches. Don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you this right here. If you're going to make it to heaven, you've got to have a spiritual relationship. You're born of this flesh the first time. The next time, you're going to be born of the Spirit. When you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you are born of the Spirit. Amen. And therefore, you cannot
be a part of a fleshly organization. You've got to be a part of a spiritual body. And that body is Jesus Christ today. And church, if that church don't have no life in it, if it don't have Jesus in it, you need to get out of that church and find you one that has life. And find you one that'll preach the Word of God. That'll tell you, if you're not doing right, you're going to go to hell. And I tell you, if you do right, you're going to make heaven your home. But church is spiritual. It's spiritual. Them that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. They must worship in spirit and in truth. There is no other way but through that Spirit. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. But by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Therefore, that one has roots that go all the way down, and they're connected to Jesus. Because life is going to turn you for a loop. Amen. You never know what you're going to meet today. But listen to this right here. Jeremiah 17:7-8 says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the river, by the water, and shall spread out her roots by the river, and shall not see her heat commonly. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the years of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding her fruit. I want to read that verse again. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be carefully in the years of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. There's a message right there, church. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Nick? I'm saying we never get too old that we don't have fruit on us. We never get too weak that we don't have fruit in us. I went down to the hospital a few years back, and this man, I don't know that he was saved before all this took place, but he got saved during the process. Anyhow, he done gone on to be with the Lord, and I went in that intensive care. It took a process of time before he got to the intensive care part where he was on a ventilator. He had wires hooked all over him. His arms was tied down. He was in a bad way when I looked at him. But I walked in there and I began to pray with him, and I asked him, is everything all right between you and the Lord? And church, he's got his mouth full of breathing for him. He's got all these wires on him. And you know what he does? He simply give me the thumbs up. And I tell you, church, oh, there's always going to be fruit in you. And don't tell me there ain't no tree that don't have fruit. Yes, if there's life, if Jesus is in you, there's life, and it will produce fruit, because it'll yield that fruit, because the root will bring it out. Amen. You may not be able to do nothing but give a thumbs up, but I'm telling you, that don't seem like much right here. But when you're in that hospital bed hooked to a ventilator breathing for you, and you got wires all over you, and both your arms are tied down, a thumbs up means a lot to me. Amen. Oh, let me tell you, church, where much is given, much is required, and we have been given a whole lot here today. We have been dealt so much here today. Oh, there's no use in going to that place of drought. There's no use in going to that place that I don't have nothing, that I don't feel nothing, that I feel like I'm just going to lay it all down. There's no place in going to that. No sense in letting the devil trick you in that. I'm telling you, as long as your roots go down and hook to Jesus Christ, there's always going to be life. There may be drought, but there's going to be life after the drought. Amen. He says, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. And I take His word as truth. Now, if you don't take that word as truth, this don't apply to you. There's something else that applies to you. And the Bible says the gates of hell have enlarged in their mouth. Amen. God's word is true. Every word in there is true. And we have to accept His word. Amen. Oh, you say, Brother Nick, you preach hard. Yes, I preach to myself too. Amen. Because I learned, if the shoe fits, Brother Whitford, I got to wear it. Amen. And when God begins to deal with me on these messages, first of all, I got to get things right in my life. I got to say, Lord, are you talking to me? Let me lay down these things that are hindering me. Let me remove these things that are hindering me. Why? Because, church, there's a wind out there, and it's blowing. But my roots have got to be deep enough to stand it. Amen. I know it's familiar in here. We've said it several times. First little prayer meeting we had out in the foyer of this church. This church wasn't finished yet. The sanctuary wasn't complete. We come out in Mama's Sunday school class and gathered in a circle out there in the foyer. We began to pray. And a message come. And the message was not what we intended for it to be. Brother Boy, you know how you feel like you're going to get a pat on the back sometimes?
You feel like, oh, we've been fighting a battle and everything's going to get good. Well, that message come right there in that foyer before we ever got in this sanctuary. It said this, the battle is yet before you. My, 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 my. Oh, it made the hair stand up on your head. It makes it stand up on my head right now. But I'm telling you what, there, church, we have been fighting for almost a year. June the 30th is going to be a year. But you know what? I begin to hear a little victory cry begin to take place a few weeks back. I begin to see a few stand up and get the victory. Why? Because I tell you what, there's been some pruning going on. There's been some withering going on. But there's been some roots that are getting some depth, and therefore they're getting some strength. Oh, let me tell you. It wasn't in that mighty army that Gideon had, but it was that the Spirit of the Lord is in about 300-something men that they went out and fought the battle and won. It wasn't the 30,000. It was simply that God was there. And if God be for you, I tell you, who can be against you? Why? Because He's the one that fights the battle for us. Oh, I tell you, church, He's the one that fights that battle for us. And I want you to know we have got to have depth, and our depth has got to be rooted, and we've got to be anchored in Jesus Christ. Oh, you will wither. You will dry up, and you will not yield any fruit. Even though you occupy a pew, even though you attend church, we've got to yield fruit. Fruit is life. Amen. Fruit is life. And I believe that as we grow and we mature in the Lord, that our desire will be this, that we draw closer to the Lord, and that we be vessels that can be used of the Lord. Amen. Brother Wayne was sharing Wednesday night there. He found a group there that was going to go out and witness. He didn't know much about them. And he stopped and talked with them. They told him to talk with this one over here. And when he got through talking with them, he more or less wanted to go on back to the house. Because what they said didn't agree, didn't match up. God puts a desire in your heart to knock on somebody's door. Go knock on that door. Let Him lead you. Let Him direct you. And He'll fill you with the words when you get there. If He puts a desire in your heart to go lay hands on somebody and pray for them, there's an old testimony. I'll share it real quick. I know we're running out of time. The chicken won't get it, just wait. Amen. We're eating spiritual food right now. Brother Bruce Gatz, he's a black evangelist. I've never laid eyes on him. I had a tape years ago. And I played that tape. I don't know how many times I wore it out. But I'm telling you what, I wish I could get me a copy of it right now. We just go out in the fellowship hall and play and listen to it one night. But he was preaching. And he was sharing the testimony about, you know, you can anoint people with oil, running a revival, and you can lay hands on them, and God will heal them. He said about 6 o'clock in the morning, in a little trailer he was staying in that revival, he heard a knock on the door. He said there was a little old elderly lady there. He said, now, he said, I didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but she was unlearned, back from the sticks, couldn't read or anything. And she said, Brother Bruce, I want to go lay hands on somebody and let the Lord heal them. She had her little bottle of oil with her. So he said, 6 o'clock in the morning. He said, I'm wondering if the anointing even come at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm asleep. Amen. Well, he said, I laid hands on her and began to pray right there. He said, the next thing you know, now he finds out all this later. This woman didn't have an education. She didn't have much knowledge, but she had a heart that was willing. She had root. She went to the hospital with that little bottle of oil, walked into the intensive care. How she got in there, and with nobody stopping her, the Lord knows. The Lord had it in His time. She found a big old white man, huge white man, laying there, hooked up with instruments all over him. And she walked up to him and says, I want to pray for you that you can live. And the man replied, said, ma'am, there's nothing you can do for me. There's nothing anybody can do for me. Just let me alone. Let me die in peace. You're not going to die. You're going to live. Unlearned. Didn't know much. But she loved Jesus. Had a willing heart. She had root. Well, he said, I forgot to tell her a dabble, do you? She just poured that bottle of oil on him. And she began to pray. Instrument began to flash. If that man began to move. Instrument began to go off. Alarms began to ring. Nurses come running in there. If they're running in their assignment, she ran out. Scared. She ran out. Next church service, there's that little lady sitting there. Brother Bruce said, I'm a preaching away. All of a sudden, the door flies open in the back of the church. He said it was a solid black congregation. And in walked just huge, giant, white man. Right in the midst of that church. And he said, I stopped preaching. The first thing I thought, he was from the Ku Klux Klan. I'll be truthful with you. He said, I thought he was from the Ku Klux Klan. He was a huge white man. Everybody's eyes turned and started looking at him. Then they turned and started looking at me. I was looking at him. I didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden, the man began to break and began to cry. He said, I was in the hospital, dying. Nobody could do nothing. And that little old lady sitting right over there, she come in there and told me I wasn't going to die, I was going to live. And she poured that oil on me and began to pray, and God has healed me. God has healed me. Why? Because the lady, it wasn't in her knowledge, it wasn't in who she knows, it wasn't in how much prestige she had, it was simply because she had a willing heart and she had root. And let me tell you, church, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Why? Because if you got root, I'm telling you, you can stand when the wind blows and the rain comes and the flood beats upon your house. You'll be one of those that stand. But without no root, you will be one of those that fall and wither. And don't tell me I go to bed tonight saved and wake up in the morning lost. I'm telling you, there's a process that you begin to lose your spiritual nourishment, that you begin to drop that fruit off. Your leaves begin to get browner and browner because of neglect, because of unconcern, because you've lost your vision. And then there's a process of death that'll take place. Where that tree falls, there it's going to lay, with every head bowed and every eye closed. Oh, shit, I might have...